If you have a window question, you'd like to talk to Adam, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Talking all things window and door related for security. That is, you know, if somebody experiences a home break-in, they're using a window or a door. 99.99999% of the time. I'm sure there's somebody out there that got creative through an attic vent or or found another means, but it's a window or door. What are the latest developments in home security and the three-point locking systems?
It's interesting because, you know, Pella has had three-point locks, well, at least
long time.
Yeah, 20 years I've been there, they've always had it, and it's really more of a function of performance from, you know, from an engineering standpoint, because as you know, just look at patio doors, French doors, for an example, double wide French door. They're probably the most one of the hardest to install, hardest to, you know, plumb, level, square. And then once you get it just right, any warping, twisting, anything like that, the door, it won't
close. Scorpions like them.
Yeah, exactly. Scorpions and snakes, they can get underneath them just because they're not lined up right. But with what Pella does is that we've got a three-point lock system. We use the patio door as a starting point to talk through. But when you lift up on the handle, it engages a deadbolt lock like a typical deadbolt does. And then there's a top and a bottom pin that shoot up and down into the frame. So not only does it keep the door from warping and twisting and really having air and water and scorpions and snakes come in, it makes for a much more secure door for a forced entry break-in.
The traditional French door is so incredibly easy to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's deadbolted.
Yeah.
It's tremendously easy to get into. So when you have the triple locking system,
mm-hmm.
you're not, as opposed to a single deadbolt, you're not 300% better secured. You are exponentially better secured.
It's like a drafting horse. A horse by itself can tow about 5,000 pounds. You put two of them together, they can go up to 19,000 pounds. You know,
wow.
They're not twice as strong. You're 3-4 times as strong.
Well, if people knew how easy it was to get into those French doors, they'd be piling up in the landfill as quick as you could count them.
Yeah.
They are so incredibly easy to get into. So this triple lock system,
mm-hmm.
which you also have on your front door mechanisms.
Yeah, we do on our entry door line, which I put one in it's like 2007 or 8 in my own house. And I remember my father-in-law saying once we put it in, I showed him how, you know, you throw the deadbolt and all three bolts go at the same time. And it's like a bank vault when you close that thing. It makes a really cool sound when you throw it. And he was so excited just thinking, you know, oh, my daughter, my grandkids, everybody's safe now with this new door. This is fantastic. How, you know, why doesn't everybody have one of these things? And it's an easy sell to a customer just to talk them through, you know, here's, because obviously you're spending more money on this system, but man, it's so worth it just from a traditional deadbolt and latch system. So, yeah, it's great. And the one other thing I was going to tell too about those, about the French doors is the inactive panel, which typically has, there's usually some kind of a latch or something that'll hold it closed. But ours, you lift up on the inactive panel handle as well, and that shoots bolts up into the top and the bottom of the frame. So you really have 5 points that are locking into the frame and into the home to keep that thing solid and secure. So I love that door. And then if you look at our sliding patio doors, it also has a multi-point lock system. You've got two lock points on the frame where you typically would find a lock. And then you've got a foot bolt at the bottom that allows you to, I always tell people, you know, you probably have a stick in the door right now, don't you? You know, and they kind of laugh because most everybody does have a stick in the door if it's an old, you know, cruddy aluminum. But you don't have to have a stick. You just have this foot bolt and you can lock it. You can't get past that thing unless you're breaking the glass. And then you can also open the door about 3 inches and lock that foot bolt and get yourself a nice little breeze and still feel secure.
And glass is a lot harder to break than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, all doors are tempered glass, which I believe is 9 times more difficult to break. It's the same. So I don't know if you saw this on Pella's website or any of the things that we've sent over, but we've got a partnership with the Chicago Cubs right now where they're trying to break. They have a window out across the stadium where a lot of home run balls go, and they rehab this apartment complex, and they put all this tempered glass. And if somebody breaks it, then, you know, there's prize money and all sorts of things. And they have a window outside the stadium where fans can come and throw balls at it and try to break it, and you just can't break that stuff. So
that's a hoot.
Yeah.
You know, one of the big trends right now is opening the inside to the outside. So folks, if you'd like an opening wall, Pella can take you to 48 feet.
Yeah, that's all. It's 48 feet.
We can get you 48 feet.
I don't think the
of disappearing wall
east side of my house is that long.
I know. It's huge. And you just obviously you do have to have a big enough house for it. But we've got a lot of customers that do, and they use it.
That's super cool. 48 feet. That's quite a header.
Yeah, they can be 10 feet tall too.
Wow.
So they're massive.
Very nice. More with Pella Window and Doors here at Rosie on the House. After bottom of the hour news break, 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923.